That'll do it for this hour. For Nicole Murray and Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Man, tissue alert, huh? Wow.
Take so many things for granted.
No
just
doubt.
Reminds me.
Well, listen, on that note, how about we have some fun today? In our national days, World Amateur Radio Day.
Okay.
Insert joke about you and me there.
Yep.
It is, National High Five Day. Is that still cool?
High five to the face is what we're going with.
Exactly. And it is Lineman Appreciation Day, those folks who keep the power going after storms.
Oh.
And the last one here, International Jugglers Day. That's always a lot
of fun. That is a handful.
I'm telling you. What's coming up?
Well, a major drug bust in East Texas. I'll tell you all about it. And a former Fort Worth police officer appealing his manslaughter conviction. How about sports?
Well, extra innings for the Astros and the Stars go to the shootout. How about the weather, Andrew?
We'll see isolated showers and thunderstorms developing late this afternoon and evening with high temperatures on Thursday in the middle and upper 80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK, meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. Folks, no amateur there. He'll be bringing you the weather forecast just after the top of the hour. We'll also have some financial updates, entertainment news, this day in history, and a whole lot more local news coming your way in a couple of minutes. Fox News is next. We're glad you're here. Good Thursday morning.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 6 o'clock.
An encampment on a college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
There is only one solution!
Those are pro-Palestinian protesters last night in New York City, where some are now camped out.
For more than 24 hours, hundreds of students at Columbia University forming a human chain around the main lawn on campus, calling it the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. They say it's to show support for Palestine while demanding an end to the university's, quote, complicity in genocide.
Well, it's Fox's Chanley Painter. This after Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, testified at a House hearing on anti-Semitism.
The ultimate solution to fighting this horrible form of bigotry is education.
Though some Jewish students say they don't feel safe on campus. Former President Trump will be back in court in a few hours in New York as they keep working to seat a jury at his first criminal trial.
Seven jurors have already been sworn in and 11 more are still needed. So far, jurors include two lawyers, a nurse, and an IT consultant, a software engineer, a salesman, and a teacher. The judge is looking to have jury selection squared away by the end of the week so that opening statements can begin by Monday.
Fox's Brooks Singman, the former president, calls it a rigged case, election interference. He's charged with falsifying records over 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair quiet. Alejandro Mayorkas isn't going on trial. Senate Democrats dismissed House Republicans' impeachment case against the Homeland Security Secretary, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We had to set a precedent that impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Republicans say it's not a policy dispute. Secretary Mayorkas ignored laws, they say, allowing record illegal immigration. Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox's Hannity.
They have done this deliberately, Sean, deliberately for political gain.
911 service has been restored in some areas after outages in four states, Nevada, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. No cause given, but Homeland Security recently warned about cyber threats to 911 operations. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time 602 from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. A Memphis man was arrested in Nacogdoches after deputies seized about 319 pounds of a dangerous drug.
Promethazine, a prescription drug that is used to treat coughs or runny noses, was just taken off the streets in a massive bust. It could be harmful when abused, leading to potential overdoses. During a traffic stop early Saturday morning, the Nacogdoches County Sheriff's Office pulled over 24-year-old Rodarius Chris of Memphis, Tennessee. In his trunk, they found 19 cases, each containing 12 bottles of the drug, or 28 and a half gallons. The prescription drug is a key substance in a concoction known as lean. Saturday's bust is a part of an ongoing uptick in the amount they're taking off the streets. In 2023, law enforcement confiscated 400 pounds of the drug in Nacogdoches County.
Our news partner KETK's Nolan Hoffman, the former Fort Worth cop who was convicted of manslaughter for killing a woman in 2019, has filed an appeal to the state's highest criminal court.
In a 67-page pleading, Dean asked the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals to grant a review of his case for reasons that include the judge's decision not to move the case out of Tarrant County and the decision to let the jury decide between guilt on murder or manslaughter. It's undisputed that Dean killed Tatiana Jefferson, who was in her aunt's home, and who was pulling a gun, thinking Dean was an intruder in her backyard.
When I saw the barrel of that gun pointed at me, and I fired a single shot.
The jury agreed it was not murder, but defense attorneys say they should never have been given the option of the lesser charge of manslaughter. Dean is serving a prison term of 11 years, 10 months, and 12 days.
LP Phillips reporting another Boeing whistleblower testifies before members of Congress.
Senators heard bombshell testimony from a current Boeing engineer who was blowing the whistle on major safety concerns with their planes, saying that the 737 Dreamliner jet has sections of skin that are not properly fastened and could bust apart. He also raised questions about parts of the Boeing 777 jet that he says were being forced to fit. A shortcut, he says, could turn fatal for passengers. The whistleblower says Boeing ignored his concerns and muzzled him.
My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting.
Boeing disputes this, saying in a statement, quote, we are fully confident in the 787 Dreamliner because of the comprehensive work done to ensure the quality and long-term safety of the aircraft. These claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate.
Hillary Vaughn reporting senators also hearing about a toxic safety culture in which Boeing employees who brought up safety concerns were punished, which the company also denies. An investigation being launched into Botox due to symptoms in non-medical settings.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently announcing an investigation into Botox administered in non-medical settings. The investigation stemming from botulism-like illnesses in multiple states. The CDC in a statement says joint investigations have identified concerns about the use of counterfeit products or products with unclear origin administered in non-medical settings, such as homes or cosmetic spas. Botox isn't just used for cosmetic procedures. It can help with muscle stiffness in elbows, fingers, and wrists in kids who suffer from upper limb spasticity.
Lisa Brady reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and good morning to you, East Texas. On this April the 18th, it is Thursday. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. We are glad to be riding along with you as you make that morning drive today. And as always, bringing you updates on the latest in local, state, and national news, sports, and of course, weather. That weather forecast coming your way next from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammets. We are glad you're tuned in with us. KTBB News Time. 606.
License number 4214C.
Troy Dasville here from AC Contractors with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Hey, bada-bada-bada, swing, bada!
Now what?
Spring training season, Mr. D.
Oh.
Some folks may call baseball players the boys of summer, but I think that title should go to us do-it-right guys.
Well, you have spent the last few months gearing up for the hot weather season.
Go ahead and quiz me, Mr. D.
What's the job of an air conditioning compressor?
The main job of the compressor is to circulate both energy and refrigerant to other parts of the AC condenser unit, replacing the warmer air and removing heat from the home.
Very good. But there's more to being a do-it-right guy than memorizing manuals. You know that, Ace.
Sure, Mr. D. But sometimes you gotta showboat a little when someone throws you a softball like that.
Softball? Ouch.
When hot weather hits,
AC Contractors is ready.
Go ahead and book your preseason tune-up and let us hit it out of the park. Just $89. 800-287-0715.
Or book online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
If you're putting off getting a backyard pool hoping that interest rates will come down, stop.
You're not going to save any money by waiting for interest rates to go down.
Azalea Pools owner, Stacy Wilson.
Because while you're waiting for interest rates to go down, the prices go up, so it offsets anything that you would be saving. So you might as well be enjoying your pool now, and you're going to pay about the same.
Unlike a lot of pool contractors, Azalea Pools had the resources to buy ahead and stop the clock on inflation.
What we did is by buying things ahead, by making deals with our subcontractors, we are still able to build a pool at the same prices that we were building pools in 2020.
Don't put off enjoying a backyard pool. All it takes to get started is a call or a visit to Azalea Pools. The Azalea Pools Outdoor Living Design Center is on Highway 110 North, a mile west of Toll 49. See them online at azaleapools.com. Azaleapools.com.
Do you have a great job? Do you want one? Here at Cables Roofing, we're looking for hardworking, honest people to join our growing team. Call with confidence. Call Cables. Cablesroofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:08. Good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. Let's take a look at our weather forecast now with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see partly cloudy skies for our day on Thursday with high temperatures climbing into the middle and upper 80s out there. So it's going to be quite warm today. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will develop late this afternoon and evening. A few of those storms could be on the strong to severe side with large hail and damaging wind gusts as the primary severe weather concern, so make sure to stay weather aware this afternoon through the evening. Winds out of the south today at around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. The threat for severe weather will wind down after midnight. Temperatures drop down to the middle and upper 60s overnight with a southwest wind at around 5 miles per hour. For the day on Friday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a large temperature spread across the area. High temperatures in the middle 70s north to the mid 80s out in deep east Texas with a 20% chance of showers. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 71 degrees over the Rose Garden Center, 72 degrees over Maud Cobb Activity Center, and 71 at KTBB. Melissa has your headlines next. KTBB News Time, 6:10.
Hundreds and hundreds of one-owner trades must be sold immediately at Classic Toyota in Tyler. So hurry, Classic Toyota is overloaded with our largest selection of late model pre-owns ever. So you shop nearly every make and model. I'm talking imports, domestics, economy cars, sports cars, and a whole lot more. Then you buy with no money down, make no payments for 90 days, and get absolute top dollar for your trade. Plus, at Classic Toyota in Tyler, every pre-owned vehicle we sell is meticulously inspected with 150-point quality inspection to ensure the highest quality. And did you know that 60% of our pre-owned vehicles are vehicles we sold and serviced? So we have the confidence to stand behind every single pre-owned we sell. So check them all out at ClassicToyotaTyler.com. That's ClassicToyotaTyler.com. Then come on out and see us today. Classic Toyota's pre-owned superstore. We're on the South Loop in Tyler.
Zero down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. No payment is with approved credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. Offers mutually exclusive.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor. You visit urgent care over and over again. And it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know. Let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of East Texas Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Set an appointment today with East Texas Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 903-215-8578. 903-215-8578. That's 903-215-8578. 8578.
United Ag and Turf understands that everyone has a unique vision for their property. Whether you're starting a garden, raising animals, or just enjoying the extra space, United Ag and Turf has a John Deere tractor package that's customized for you. Packages designed for hauling, mowing, loading, grading, and more. With 0% financing for 84 months and zero down available. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com for more. Ends 4/30/24. Subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
KTBB News Time, 6:12, 72 degrees right now in Longview, 71 degrees in Tyler, and a good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're here. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
World shares are mixed after sinking technology stocks sent Wall Street lower again. U.S. futures edged higher while oil prices fell back. Two suspected Russian spies have been arrested in Germany. U.S. military sites among the alleged targets. The Senate voting along party lines to dismiss the two articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Wednesday afternoon. President Biden looks for support in Pennsylvania as former President Trump's legal challenges keep him off the campaign trail. Jury selection resumes in former President Trump's hush money case in New York City. And an editor at National Public Radio has resigned after he was suspended for going public with criticism about alleged political bias there. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports next, KTBB News Time, 6:13.
Are you 55 years of age or older, yearning to live in an affordable community with people your age? The key word word community of people with similar likes and activities. Introducing the new rental community for active independent living persons 55 plus, Creekview Estates of Tyler. An absolutely beautiful 27 private fenced-in acres, walking trails, dog park, scenic pond.
Creekview Estates.
Two bed, two bath, single story townhome rentals. 1,600 square feet under roof of upscale amenities. Attached garage, walk-in master shower, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, handicapped accessibility, energy efficient.
Creekview Estates for independent persons 55 plus.
Introductory rent special of $1,800 per month, yard care included, in this gated, locally owned and managed community close to the Tyler Hospital District. 903-574-3805. 574-3805. Creekview Estates.
Delay, devalue, deny. Insurance Company 101. I'm Darren Grant of the Grant & Flannery Law Firm, and my staff and I have the answers for them. We stay on top of them to take action. We speak to our clients' doctors, to property damage experts and financial professionals, all to be able to show the adjusters what our clients have been through. And through years of examples, they know if they wrongfully deny a claim, at the courthouse, they'll have to deal with me. Call us. It won't cost you anything to see if we can help.
Hi folks, I'm Bill with Pascal Health Insurance. My plans are good for any doctor or hospital, small copay for an office visit, no referral for a specialist, and here's the best part, no deductibles and the premiums are affordable. Now isn't that nice? For details, visit us online at AmericanHealthPro.com or just call 903-920-6822. Pascal Health Insurance, common sense, common ground, common courtesy, that's how we roll.
KTBB News Time, 6:15, 71 degrees. Time now for sports. A settlement reached in the case of a sports doctor abusing gymnasts.
The DOJ plans to pay out about $100 million to around 100 victims who said Larry Nassar abused them. Nassar was associated with Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics prior to his arrest in 2016 for abusing female athletes when he was trusted with their treatment. An FBI internal probe found that agents mishandled the allegations prior to Nassar's arrest. 3 years ago, FBI Director Christopher Wray apologized to the victims at a Senate hearing for the fact that the Bureau, in his words, failed. The settlement has not yet been finalized.
Gernal Scott with that report. After years of stealing from Augusta National Golf Course in Georgia, a thief has been caught.
Augusta National is the destination for the Masters Golf Tournament and the exclusive merchandise you can buy there. A lot of this stuff is not officially sold online, and the club goes to great lengths to limit memorabilia from floating around. In 2017, they sued a golf memorabilia company to block them from auctioning off a Champions green jacket, along with some other items. Now a guy named Richard Globinski has been charged with stealing from Augusta and transporting items across state lines. The U.S. District Court in Northern Illinois said he did this between 2009 and 2022. He reportedly made off with millions of dollars in Masters merch.
John Saucier there. In the third of their four-game set yesterday, the Rangers once again did it with small ball.
Two-strike pitch, and that is popped up into left center. Meadows circling under it, makes the catch, tagging at third, Semien, he'll score, and the Rangers get that first run of the ball game. A sack fly by Garcia, and it's 1-0.
Starting pitcher Dane Dunning was troubled with walks, but struck out five over as many innings. Garcia almost left the yard later.
First pitch, swing in the air, right field, Carpenter back at the track and the wall, and that thing will stay in play. It's not a home run, but it does give the Rangers the lead. Adolis Garcia, first pitch hunting, RBI double.
Jonah Heim drove in a pair of runs as well. Texas held on to beat Detroit 5-4, the finale this afternoon. The Astros bookended their day with solo homers from Yordan Alvarez and Mauricio Dubon. The Braves tied it in the eighth, and in the tenth, they won. It's 5-4 to complete the sweep. The Astros visit the Nationals tomorrow. And the Dallas Stars finished their regular season by clinching the top spot in the West. Jake Ottinger had 26 saves as the Stars beat the St. Louis Blues 2-1 in the shootout. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time, 6:18.
Okay, so what to do with a nice weather afternoon? Where to meet your spouse or friends after work?
Well, it's simple. The patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keeper's Hall. Now, this patio isn't just any patio. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks some of the prettiest real estate in East Texas, where an especially beautiful part of the Keeper's Hall vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. You take this visual treat, add in Keeper's Hall's just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or, if you prefer white, Keeper's Hall's just-released 2023 Texas Vit, grab a light bite to eat, and you and those close to you will enjoy a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon. It's not for nothing that Keeper's Hall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So to do all of this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keeper's Hall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at keepershall.com.
Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse is the perfect blend of Texas food, Texas music, Texas atmosphere, and Texas attitude. TXM Lindale is at the Cannery on Highway 69 and TXM Tyler is on Old Jacksonville Highway. Delicious food, handcrafted cocktails, and live music, including Second Childhood on Wednesday in Tyler and Thursday in Lindale. This week's music lineup in Lindale at the Seven Bridges Music Hall also includes Mason Gariner on Friday, followed by Brandon Bamberg on Saturday. Lee Mathis plays TXM Tyler on Thursday with Chris Cunningham on Friday, Kid Icarus Project on Saturday, and Sunday brunch with the Sax Stylings of Low D. And at lunch Monday through Friday, all non-alcoholic drinks are just a penny. That's right, 1 cent non-alcoholic drinks Monday through Friday at lunch. Celebrate what makes Texas great. Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse, Miranda Lambert Way on Highway 69 at the Cannery in Lindale, Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, on the web at texasmusiccity.net.
Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business, texasmutual.com. 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 degrees in Longview. KTBB News Time, 620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Members of Bridges Health Partners, who work to bring down health care costs, are suing Aetna Network Services for alleged breach of contract. The group claims Aetna added supplemental costs, such as marketing, over-the-counter medications, and gym memberships, which were subtracted from funds that otherwise would have been spent caring for patients. Bridges Health Partners is asking Aetna to abide by the terms of the contract, reimburse the improperly taken funds, and pay the legal fees. Google has terminated 28 employees after a series of protests against labor conditions, as well as the company's contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. Google's leadership said an investigation will be conducted and the company will take additional action as needed. Futures are slightly higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 45. The NASDAQ lost 181. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Not everyone with a real estate license is a realtor.
A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Shannon Franzen is a local real estate professional and a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors.
We represent our clients above ourselves.
Realtors are real estate agents that are bound by the highest ethical standards.
If a client doesn't know the market, you go to their house and they say, if I got an offer of $150,000, I would take it right now. And you know that that house is worth $250,000. I am legally bound to explain to you what your house is actually worth, not to go to my car and call my investor friend and say, oh, look, I've got somebody that'll sell for this much.
There's the easy thing, and then there's the right thing. You can count on a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors to do the right thing. Selling a home or buying a home, you can expect a better transaction when you have a local expert realtor on your side. To learn more and to find a realtor, visit GTAR.com, the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors, GTAR.com.
KTBB News Time, 623, 72 degrees in Longview, 71 in Tyler.
The effort to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary has died in the Senate.
Republicans scrambled in vote after vote to keep the impeachment trial alive, even after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer indicated he would move to dismiss the two articles of impeachment.
My Democratic colleagues will not allow us to go into closed session to talk about the absurdity
of this. The Senate is
I move that we adjourn.
In that case, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy was asking until May 1st, but Leader Schumer argued,
I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
After they adjourned, Republicans called it unprecedented that they failed to hold an impeachment trial. Earlier in the day, Schumer said it was going to be the least legitimate impeachment trial ever.
Jessica Rosenthal reporting. The House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security hears a budget request from Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Acting Director Patrick Lechleitner asks for nearly $9.7 billion.
Ensuring the ICE workforce has the resources they need to fulfill their obligations.
Number one is border security, but other challenges exist, from those not in custody,
give or take 7 million, just over 7 million in the non-detained,
to beds available for those who are. They have about 35,000 now. Lechleitner says,
honestly, I would like to see the number closer to 50.
Fighting trafficking of drugs and humans and helping victims hurt and exploited is what their request will also support.
Colonel Scott reporting. 15 men face felony charges in Collin County for attempting to solicit underage children for sex.
Based on investigators' work identifying suspects online through chat rooms and games that have chat features, officers spent 3 days making the arrests in Operation Home Alone 2024.
Some do live in Collin County, but we had some from other places that traveled to Collin County to meet.
Collin County Sheriff Sergeant Jessica Pond says officers also found one suspect with what might be meth and two guns. The Collin County Sheriff does a couple of these operations a year, and their child exploitation unit helps with more than a dozen other investigations around the state every year. Pond says a lot of electronic devices were also seized from the suspects, and more charges may be filed after they're examined.
Mark Lambert reporting. Opponents are trying to put the brakes on high-speed rail in Texas.
The dream of connecting the state's big cities by super-fast trains not sitting well with rural lawmakers who fear the tracks will cut through farmland. On top of that, Congressman Jake Elsey says the developer is a shell company that's being run by Japanese investors.
And gotten a grant from Amtrak to take people's land and build a project on behalf of a foreign government.
He's asking the U.S. Attorney General to investigate Texas Central Partners. They're working with Japan Central Railways. The first proposed leg from Dallas to Houston would take just 90 minutes.
Michael Board reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 626.
Mike Ayer from Rebath here, and I want to make you a raving fan. That's somebody who's so excited about their new bathroom that they just can't wait to tell everyone about their great experience. Here's how we do it. First, we go overboard on communication. You never worry about wondering where the remodeler is or what they're doing. Second, we actually remodel your entire bathroom, not just the tub or shower like most of those one-day bathroom guys. Yep, we also do the vanity, flooring, fixtures, painting, electric work, your entire bathroom. And third, our Infinity Promise, our exclusive promise that covers everything in your bathroom, including workmanship, forever, with no loopholes or exceptions. That's how we create raving fans, and it's why we have over 700 five-star reviews on Google across all of our locally owned locations. Check us out at rebath.com or call us at 844-9-REBATH. That's 844-9-REBATH or online at rebath.com.
Don't let the last chance to lock in 0% financing and 2023 pricing slip through your hands. Call Rebath now.
Sometimes at your home, you need protection from the sun. Sometimes you need to see the sky. Retractable awnings offer you both.
We've decided to bring in a sister product to our retractable screen shades.
AM/PM window coverings owner, Alan Meredith.
The Karate retractable awnings. They're awesome products. They allow you to have shade when you need it and retract when you don't.
In the end, quality is what matters most.
It's an Italian manufacturer, so it'd be the very high-end, high-quality product, European commercial grade, built here in Dallas, designed in Italy.
AM/PM Window Coverings offers the best blinds at the lowest prices every day, and they stand behind what they sell. AM PMPM Window Coverings is independent and locally owned. They're on Highway 69, south of Toll 49 in Tyler. They're online at ampmwindowcoverings.com. ampmwindowcoverings.com.
In Texas, every season is pool season. The summers just seem to get hotter every year, and nothing cools you down like a splash in your own backyard pool. We all know that prices for everything we consume have skyrocketed. But there's no reason to go underwater financially just to cool yourself off. An above-ground pool can save you thousands over an in-ground pool. Same enjoyment, less money. Cheryl Hicks at Blue Coral Pools has been in the above-ground pool business for years. Blue Coral has installed hundreds of the above-ground pools in East Texas, and Blue Coral Pools has been a client of mine for over 3 years now, and I've seen the happy customers for myself. From unmatched customer service to follow-up and care after the sale, you can count on Blue Coral Pools. Any budget works, and Blue Coral Pools offers budget pools all the way to custom builds. Just stop by their showroom on Old Jacksonville, just south of Bruno's, or visit them online at bluecoralpools.com. That's bluecoralpools.com. Don't get underwater to give your family a pool. Visit Blue Coral Pools and save.
KTBB News Time, 6:29, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 in Longview. Melissa, what's the latest in entertainment news?
Hugh Grant settles with UK tabloid The Sun in his privacy case.
Although the actor said he didn't want to settle, Grant was suing News Group Newspapers, which is owned by News Corp, the sister corporation of Fox Corp. Grant's lawsuit was claiming journalists had used private investigators to tap his phone and burgle his house. He said he did not want to accept the enormous sum of money he had been offered to settle, but this trial was likely to prove very expensive. News Group denied the claims of tapping and burglary. The company said the undisclosed settlement was reached without admission of liability and that it was in both parties' financial interests not to progress to a costly trial.
Conan O'Brien's new travel show debuting on Max.
Conan O'Brien Must Go is a travel show that features Conan O'Brien meeting fans from across the world and learning about their culture. The show airs on Max and is a spinoff of his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, and a successor to the Conan Without Borders travel specials that originally aired as part of his TBS show, Conan.
We must embrace the way people do in this country, which is I'm supposed to kiss you, right?
You're making it so weird.
That's what I do.
That's what
that is my gift.
His travels land him in Norway, Thailand, Argentina, and Ireland.
Michelle Polino, news brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. It's 71 degrees at 6:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After a day off, former President Trump returns to court for day three of jury selection at his criminal trial in New York. Republican National Committee co-chair Laura Trump on Fox.
In the 3 days since they've held Donald Trump in that courtroom, his campaign has raised $3 million. The average donation is $26.
Seven jurors are chosen so far. Attorneys for Brian Koberger submitted alibi saying he was out driving when four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death.
The defense plans to call an expert to prove the defendant's phone was in those locations and not at the murder scene. Prosecutors claim his phone was turned off around the time of the murders, and they can place his vehicle at the scene and his DNA found on the knife sheath under one of the victim's bodies.
Fox's Chandler Painter. 911 outages are reported in Nevada, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. At least most of that service is now restored. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 6:31, temperature 71 degrees.
America, then and now. A daily look at our unique heritage. In a moment, the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. More after this.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024, and this is America Then and Now. This day and night in 1775 saw the ride of Paul Revere. British troops were ordered to move from Boston to Concord to seize military supplies and arrest rebel leaders. Silversmith Paul Revere was chosen to spread the word to the local militia and Warren Adams and Hancock. Revere Road towards Lexington, stopping at nearly every house along the route to warn the colonists. With British patrols in the area, it is thought instead of shouting, "The British are coming," Revere probably told each home's occupant, "The regulars are coming out." Revere finally reached Lexington to warn Adams and Hancock of the impending danger and met with other riders and continued on until he was captured by a British patrol. Questioned at gunpoint, Revere was later released without his horse, making his way back to Lexington and assisted John Hancock in moving him and his family away from the area. The results of Paul Revere's famous ride would be seen the following day and forevermore. And that is America Then and Now. I'm Dusty Baker.
Texas Document Solutions.
Granite Division has had Sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions for over 5 years. Why? Listen to owner David McCall.
The technology's been very reliable, and if there's any maintenance issues, they're always out here immediately, get it fixed.
Plus, with Texas Document Solutions, you have a program that simplifies your document imaging costs.
Yeah, and they've got a fixed rate every month, so I know what I'm going to pay.
One low monthly invoice that includes your Sharp copier printers, supplies, and service, saving your business money.
I found it to be a very good value for us.
Texas Document Solutions, better document imaging technology, better service, more value.
The copier's been one of the least problematic issues that I've had with this business.
Texas Document Solutions. No hassles, no problems. Call 903-509-9900. 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
Medical advances have made non-invasive surgery possible, reducing downtime. And new plumbing technology has made pipe repair quick and effective, often complete within hours instead of days. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is the first in Texas to offer Hammerhead Blue Light technology. No more torn up yards, landscaping, or foundations, and no extended hotel stays while work is done. Work is complete in hours with little or no collateral damage. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, serving all of East Texas.
KTVB News Time, 635, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 degrees in Longview. Scattered storms and some warm temperatures ahead today. More on that in the forecast in 6 minutes. Right now, it's time for Melissa Kaiser and the news.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. A Texas death row inmate is resentenced to life in prison.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruled that Thomas Gallo was too intellectually disabled to be executed, and this falls in line with the 2002 Supreme Court ruling. Robin Marr, executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center, notes the court also resentenced another such inmate last month. She calls this real progress.
I think this is something that we would ask of all of our elected officials, to really look closely at the people that we are sentencing to death to make sure they are truly the worst of the worst. And clearly, the law says people with intellectual disability are not.
Gallo was sentenced to death in Harris County in 2004. This ruling came about after defense and prosecutors jointly filed a conclusion that his lack of intellect should keep him from the death chamber. The joint filing also says Gallo's sentence was obtained based on the testimony of a now discredited psychologist.
Barbara Schwartz reporting, it only took a Dallas federal court jury an hour and a half to convict a former McKinney woman of helping plan and carry out the murder of her fiance's ex, that is.
Witnesses in the trial of Holly Elkins said she was in on the planning and helping carry out the murder of Alyssa Burkett. It was a stunning assassination in the parking lot of a Carrollton apartment leasing office in broad daylight, October 2nd, 2020. Burkett was shot and stabbed to death by Andrew Beard, the father of their daughter, the fiance of Elkins. Burkett and Beard had been in a bitter fight over their daughter. Elkins helped Beard dress as a black man, helped him get the equipment for the scheme, then lied to police after the murder, giving Beard a phony alibi. Beard pleaded guilty for a 43-year prison term, and even though he was the gunman, it's Elkins who could wind up in prison for life when she's sentenced.
LP Phillips with that report. A new gift card scam to tell you about, and two people are under arrest.
It's called gift card draining, and here's how it works. Someone will swipe the gift cards, very carefully open them up and reveal the secret PIN numbers, then reconceal the numbers and put them back. Once activated, the scammer will then use the numbers to drain them of all their value. Plano police worked with federal agents to nab two people in the act. Plano police officer Jennifer Chapman says there could be many more arrests forthcoming.
A lot of this stuff has led to California, and it could always lead abroad if necessary.
42-year-old Zhao Hong Zhang and 33-year-old Zhang Ling Chen are both facing state jail felony charges.
Andrew Greenstein reporting, and an Indiana woman calls 911 to report a dealer for selling her bad meth.
Maybe she wanted the cops to arrest the dealer, but she's the one who ended up behind bars. An arrest affidavit obtained by the Smoking Gun shows that 34-year-old Sarah Harris called cops twice to complain she'd bought a bad baggie of methamphetamine, turning it over to police in Bedford, asking them to test the purity of the product because it felt different than meth she'd previously purchased and used.
Gary Baumgarten reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Anything can happen in 24 hours. Be back tomorrow morning for the latest news and weather on your way to work. Your only local news radio, 97.5 FM, KTBB, and KTBB.com.
Folks, take us with you no matter where you go. Download the KTBB mobile app today, and you can connect your mobile device with your car's Bluetooth system. Listen live anywhere you drive. The app is free for Apple and Android. Brought to you by Kelly Community Federal Credit Union. KellyCommunity.org is where you can find them online. Weather forecast next, KTBB News Time, 6:39.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser, and I'm sitting down here in Dallas with Dennis Boole at DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry. Dennis, you know, just about every retail category is dominated by corporately owned chain stores, but here at DeBoole, it's different.
The difference is we're a dying breed, okay, and I'm lucky enough to have my children get involved. I've got Nick and Emma who are involved with it, who are passionate about the business, and they've already taken over key responsibilities. Most places, as you said, have become corporate. This week we're selling 2-carat man-made diamonds, okay? Next week we're selling 1-carat sapphires, and everybody gets on board. Here, we sell the customer what the customer wants, and we help lead the customer to make the right choices.
Thank you, Dennis. Texas's largest collection of fine timepieces, large diamonds, and bespoke jewelry creations, all in a family-owned setting. That's the DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry Experience. DeBoole is in Dallas on Preston Road, south of Lover's Lane, and they're online at DeBoole.com. DeBoole.com.
You opened the entryway door too quickly, and now there's an ugly hole in the wall.
The ice maker line leaked and ruined the wall behind the refrigerator.
Your daughter finally moved out for a place of her own. It is time to repaint her bedroom.
You're completely redoing the master bath.
All these projects need a paint and drywall expert.
That's when you call Brian Young Paint and Drywall Repair at paintbybrian.com.
Your family doctor can probably set your broken arm,
but an orthopedic specialist will do it better.
The same is true for paint and drywall. Yes, a handyman can probably do it,
but a specialist like Brian Young will do it better.
Which means that in the end, it'll be less expensive and you'll be happier with the result.
Repair, remodel, refresh.
For paint and drywall done by a specialist and done right, East Texans call Brian Young.
Nearly 50 years serving East Texas.
Online at paintbybrian, BRYAN.com.
Paintbybrian.com.
PaintbyBrian.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:41 on this Thursday morning, and a good morning to you, East Texas. Let's take a look at our weather forecast now with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see partly cloudy skies for our day on Thursday, with a chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms developing late this afternoon and evening. An isolated strong to severe thunderstorm will be possible during that time frame, so make sure to stay weather aware, as large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the primary severe weather concerns. We are going to see those high temperatures climbing into the upper 80s today, so very warm with a few mid-80s as well. Winds out of the south today at around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Severe weather threat winds down after midnight. We'll see those temperatures drop down to the middle and upper 60s overnight tonight with a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. For the day on Friday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. There will be a large average temperatures spread across the area thanks to a front moving through. We'll see high temperatures in the mid-70s north to the mid-80s south. Winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And we'll see a chance of isolated showers and storms for our day on Friday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK, meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks very much, Andrew. And folks, it is 72 degrees right now over First Methodist Church of Longview, 71 degrees over Marvin Methodist Church, and 71 at KTBB. A look at sports coming to you next. KTBB News Time, 6:43.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in the winter and cool in the summer. TDI is once again an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. The hottest of our Texas summers can be brutal, but a TDI train home will stay cool. Right now, TDI is offering a $99.95 spring tune-up special. They also repair fireplaces, install new ones on remodels, or sell gas logs. You can get no interest on approved equipment with a new train system and be ready for East Texas weather extremes before they come with a TDI all-seasonal energy agreement. A TDI train home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. And now is the time to let TDI Air Conditioning, your local independent train dealer, help you enjoy the comfort you deserve with a new zero-interest train high-efficiency heating and cooling system on approved equipment, plus the $99.95 spring tune-up special. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. TDI is an exclusive train dealer for residential and commercial construction and refrigeration. TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number A906C.
So, I noticed my neighbor was putting up a garage. I'd like a quote for my own building, but mine needs to be bigger and better than his. Hi, I'm Sarah with Apache Construction. We have conversations just like that every day. Often, it's neighbor envy, but the fact of the matter is, Apache Construction can help you design the perfect portable building, whole barn, or custom home. Get started now at ApacheConstruction.com. We'll make sure it's a little bigger and a little better than the one down the road. ApacheConstruction.com.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they invented a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters, even motorized options for your patio. Everything is 100% online. That means you never have to deal with an overpriced showroom or pushy commission salespeople in your home. You can do the measuring and installation yourself, or simply let Blinds.com and their pros handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed. And with Blinds.com, you always get free professional design experts. They will help you pick the perfect selection for you for free. They even send samples for free directly to you. Blinds.com's free shipping and, of course, the 100% satisfaction guarantee. No questions asked. Save up to 40% when you shop at Blinds.com for a limited time. Up to 40% off Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
KTBB News Time, 6:45, 71 degrees. Time now for a look at sports. The NBA has banned a player for sports betting.
A marginal player who averaged just over 4 points per game this NBA season on a two-way contract that paid him just over $400,000 to play for the Toronto Raptors and in the NBA's developmental G League. Jonte Porter was banned for life by the NBA Wednesday for violating the league's gambling policy. The NBA stated a league investigation found Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limited his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes, and bet on NBA games. Action Network reports that Porter owned and operated a VIP account at FanDuel in Colorado that wagered millions of dollars from 2021 to 2023, not on basketball, reportedly, NBA or college.
Here's a look at the USA men's basketball roster for the Paris Olympics.
The roster for the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team that will compete for a fifth straight gold medal at the Summer Olympics in Paris was officially announced Wednesday. The final name added, the Clippers' Kawhi Leonard. He joins LeBron James and Anthony Davis from the Lakers, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker of the Suns, Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday from the Celtics, as well as Steph Curry, who will make his Olympics debut, plus Joel Embiid, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, and Bam Adebayo. The head coach for Team USA is Steve Kerr of the Warriors. 7 of the 12 players on the USA roster among the NBA's top 15 scorers this season. Joel Embiid could have played for Cameroon or France, but chose the U.S. He became an American citizen last year.
Jared Max with those stories. On the court yesterday, Joel Embiid led the Sixers with 23 points as they got past the Heat 105-104 to clinch the 7 seed in the playoffs. Meanwhile, Kobe White posted 42 to lead the Bulls over the Hawks 131-116, eliminating Atlanta. On the diamond, the Rangers got two RBIs from Adolis Garcia and two more from Jonah Heim.
Scooble to the plate, and this one scooped out to center field. That's a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Garcia. He scores. Jonah Heim with a little soft serve right over second. And the Rangers take a 4-1 lead.
Dane Dunning went 5 innings on the mound, and the champs got the small ball win over the Tigers 5-4. The Astros struck first against the Braves.
Your Dodd lost this one into the first row of the Crawford boxes. The big man hits one the other way for a home run, and the Astros in front 1-0.
Mauricio Dubon added a solo shot in the sixth, but the Braves won it in 10, final score 5-4. On the ice, the Stars beat the Blues in the shootout 2-1, claiming the top spot in the West, in their final regular season game. Your Money Now is next, KTBB News Time 648.
It's your world, make it your own. Business and home.
Texas weather. You just can't depend on it. So it's nice to know, hot or cold, that you can depend on Tyler Weathermakers. From a heating or cooling tune-up to the design and installation of a Carrier residential or commercial system, depend on Tyler Weathermakers. Tyler Weathermakers offers free estimates on all equipment purchases, free one-year labor warranty, service on all makes and models, 24-hour emergency service, and over 50 years of dependability to East Texas. Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Whether you like it hot or whether you like it cold, Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
We make you feel good inside. Tyler Weathermakers.
Visit TylerWeathermakers.com.
Since 1968, Papacitas is an East Texas tradition and one of the original Tyler Tex-Mex restaurants. It's a family-owned original. South Broadway in Tyler, across from Walmart Supercenter. Fresh, handcrafted Mexican food. The best queso in East Texas and a full bar. Order online for pickup or delivery at PapacitasOfTyler.com. Papacitas encourages you to support local independent businesses. For over 50 years, Papacitas of Tyler, South Broadway, and online at PapacitasOfTyler.com.
Another happy SafeLight customer.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
There I was, driving down the highway, and a rock flies up and cracks my windshield. Are you kidding me? I asked for recommendations, and everyone saying the same thing. SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace. I booked an appointment at SafeLight.com, and they came to me for free. It was that easy.
Cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now to schedule your free mobile service, and let SafeLight come to you. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
From the Hall Buick GMC Hall Has It All Studio, Your Money Now is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company. 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 in Longview. KTBB News Time, 650.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Multiple Boeing whistleblowers have testified on Capitol Hill, saying the aircraft company is rushing to produce as many airplanes as possible. Boeing engineer Sam Salapour said manufacturing shortcuts have been taken on its 777 and its 787 Dreamliner fleet, which could lead to jetliners breaking apart. Ed Pearson criticized Boeing and the FAA for not investigating the Alaska Airlines mid-flight blowout closely enough. Meanwhile, Roy Irvin, a quality manager who retired from Boeing in 2020, recently stepped forward to say employees were discouraged from flagging problems. In honor of Barbie's 65th anniversary, Heinz and Mattel have partnered for a limited edition pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce, which is being called barbecue sauce. For now, the pink creation is available in the UK and Spain, but it is expected to expand worldwide in the future. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Spring leaves are sprouting.
But Mother Nature is at work in places you can't see.
Underground tree roots are stretching and reaching.
Clogging and bogging down your sewer line.
Rub-A-Dub Plumbing can give old pipes new life with new flow.
Repairing them from the inside so roots can't hide.
The science is so cool, we put it on display.
At Discovery Science Place in Tyler. Hey, you're never too old to learn.
Rub-A-Dub, keeping it clean.
Not just clean, squeaky clean.
Online at rubadubplumbing.com.
The Longview Gregdon Rotary Club presents the Longview PRCA Rodeo April 19th and 20th, 7:30 p.m. each night at the Longview Fairgrounds Arena. Bull riding, barrel racing, steer wrestling with activities for the kids on both nights. Friday night is Red, White, and Blue Night, sponsored by peterscars.com. Saturday night is our Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night, brought to you by Texas Oncology. Get your tickets in advance at Cavender's, Boot Barn, ABC Auto Parts, as well as the Longview PRCA Rodeo.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:53, 72 degrees in Longview, 71 in Tyler.
Two suspected Russian spies have been arrested in Germany. U.S. military sites among the alleged targets.
German prosecutors say one of the two men arrested had declared himself willing to carry out bomb and arson attacks, an attempt to sabotage aid for Ukraine. Named only as Dieter S., we're told he gathered information on potential targets, including U.S. military facilities, and had been discussing the plans with a person linked to Russian intelligence. A man identified as Alexander J. is said to have helped him. Dieter S. faces separate charges of belonging to an armed unit of pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Germany is the second biggest supplier of weapons to Ukraine after the United States.
Jonathan Savage reporting jury selection in the hush money trial of former President Trump continues today.
Seven jurors have already been chosen to hear the case against former President Donald Trump as the quest to seat a total of 12 plus six alternates moves forward. Nearly 200 potential jurors have been brought in. All are asked if they can serve and be impartial. Those who say they can't are dismissed. The former president is accused of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal involving an adult film star in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. If convicted, he faces up to 4 years behind bars.
Tanya J. Powers reporting. The heat is on for Speaker of the House.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has teased using the motion to vacate against Speaker Mike Johnson as he plans to allow the House to vote on three foreign aid bills. While some members of his party haven't ruled out removing the speaker, Democrats like Jared Moskowitz are floating the idea of helping Johnson keep his job.
Under no circumstance am I going to sit by and let Marjorie Taylor Greene help Vladimir Putin and President Xi.
Previous Speaker Kevin McCarthy became the first speaker to ever be removed by a motion to vacate after every Democrat joined with eight Republicans to remove him.
Brian Schmelz reporting. An editor at National Public Radio has resigned after he was suspended for going public with alleged political bias there.
Uri Berliner was a senior editor who spent 25 years at NPR. He announced his resignation on X, which has gotten more than 2.3 million views, writing, quote, "I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do important journalism, but I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cited in my Free Press essay." That CEO is Catherine Maher. She publicly showed support for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and Joe Biden in 2020. Maher has also taken some heat only 4 weeks into the job for having no background in news.
Mike Emanuel reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 6:56.
If you're over age 65, it's likely that the federal Medicare program is your primary source of health insurance. Medicare Parts A, B, and D go a long way toward covering the expenses of hospital stays, doctor visits, and prescription medications. But Medicare doesn't go all the way. Even when you're covered by Medicare, you still have out-of-pocket expenses. That's where a Medicare supplement plan can make a real difference. But which Medicare supplement plan is best? That's where Emerson Insurance can help. Emerson Insurance is expert in Medicare and Medicare supplement coverage. Emerson Insurance will help you select a Medicare supplement plan that best suits your needs. And unlike Medicare itself, which has a specific annual enrollment period, you can choose a new Medicare supplement plan at any time you choose. A visit with an Emerson Insurance Medicare expert is no cost, no obligation, confidential, and low-key. You share no personal information until you decide you're ready. So call Emerson Insurance at 592-8100, 592-8100. Or see them online at emersoninsurance.com.
Emerson Insurance does not offer every plan available in your area. Any information that they provide is limited to the plans that they do offer in your area. Contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. Visit EmersonInsurance.com.
There's lots of ways to cool down during the summer. Drinking ice-cold beverages, going swimming, cranking down the thermostat. If you have an old air conditioning unit, you probably find yourself adjusting your thermostat multiple times a day to keep comfortable. And you likely see high utility bills as a result. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air with good news. We are here to help. Call us now and we can save you up to $1,900 on a new energy-efficient AC system. With the latest innovative features and technology, a new home comfort system can actually save you money each month on utility bills while providing the best home comfort. Don't wait. Call the original Evans Air today at 561-9410 to save up to $1,900 on a new air conditioning system or ask about fantastic financing. The original Evans Air at 903-561-9410 or visit our website at evansair.net. Do yourself a favor this summer and phone a friend at the original Evans Air.
What's that old building, Daddy?
That's the old mall, sweetie. It used to have an ice rink. Had my 8th birthday there, actually.
Why'd they shut it down?
Well,
Hello, Southside Bank.
Hi. I'm a commercial developer. I'd like to talk about a mall. Time to build some new memories.
Southside Bank, member FDIC.
KTBB News Time, 6:59, and a good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're tuned in with us. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
A major drug bust in East Texas, and a former Fort Worth police officer is appealing his manslaughter conviction. How about sports?
Well, the USA Hoops roster for Paris revealed, and home runs missing for the Texas Rangers. How about the weather, Andrew?
We are going to see high temperatures in the middle and upper 80s for our Thursday with isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Salmon.
Thank you, sir. 71 degrees right now in Tyler, 72 degrees in Longview. Andrew's complete forecast coming to you folks just after the top of the hour. We'll also have Bill O'Reilly's morning updates and business news, the other side of the news, trivia question, and a whole lot more. Local news in a couple minutes. Fox News is next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 7 o'clock.